This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rawlerson. City Controller Michael Lamb stays pretty busy minding Pittsburgh's books. Lately, he's got a little more time on his hands for pleasure reading now that he's no longer in the race for mayor. Michael Lamb stopped by our studios for a chat about some of his recent reads.
Well, I'm actually right now rereading Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, which I decided I was going to try to go through the series. And I had read that book of the series, but I wanted to read all three. Mainly the interest, I guess, when the movie came out last year.
Right.
And so I went to see the movie, and as I recall, it didn't do so much justice to the book. So I decided I'm going to reread that book as well and work my way through that series.
So what did you get out of the book that wasn't in the movie?
I thought that the movie didn't capture the intrigue that's in the book. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't. I think the book is a little more suspenseful, but just the intrigue and the layer of the intrigue just isn't captured in the movie. And I thought the movie was boring.
Yeah.
You know, where the book I don't find boring at all.
Can you think of anything you've read that helped you do your job or helped you understand your work in a way that you didn't before?
You know, I'll tell you that one of the books that I read that actually makes you think of government, you know, sometimes you think of government and the things that government should do. And one of the problems I think sometimes in Pittsburgh is that we don't think big, you know. Mm-hmm. So probably about 6 months ago now, I read Undaunted Courage, which is Stephen Ambrose's book about the Lewis and Clark expedition. Mm-hmm. You know, and just the whole lead up to that with Meriwether Lewis and Thomas Jefferson and that whole how that expedition would work and the things that would be gleaned from it. You know, that's government doing some very big things. And we don't think about that enough these days. They're about doing the big things. You know, we seem to be working around the edges more.
So you'd like to send an expedition upriver and maybe annex Ohio?
What I'd like to do is getting Pittsburgh to think big again. I mean, this is a city that has a history of doing very big things.
Do you have a favorite book about Pittsburgh or a favorite Pittsburgh author?
You know, I enjoy a lot of the history books. Of course, being in politics, you know, the David Lawrence book, Don't Call Me Boss, is something I think that anybody in my field at least looks through and reads, you know, and I've read that. Geez, it's a long time ago and now that I read it. I actually enjoyed Mr. Rooney's book about his family. Mm-hmm. Came out a couple of years ago. That would have been Dan's brother's book, yeah, Dan Art's, right. Art's book, which I thought was a really interesting read about Pittsburgh, you know, during the, particularly during the 30s and 40s, I thought they're and into the 50s, a really interesting read.
What's the thing you read in recent memory that surprised you the most that you thought you would have a different response to than you ended up having?
I'll tell you the thing that I read that's the kind of book that I would never read. I read the two of the Game of Thrones books. Mm-hmm. You know, someone told me, oh, you ought to watch this Game of Thrones. And I was like, it's not my thing. I'm not fantasy. That's not my thing. But I watched the HBO series, and then I said, oh, I got to read. I wanted to get a little more in-depth. So I read the first and second of that series, which I do find just incredible writing. I mean, just it's the creation of a world. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, with laws and science and religion and...
Pretty intricate politics, too, I think.
It is. It's really... I mean, the politics is fascinating in it. It's the creation of a complete civilization. And that's amazing writing to me. I'll read the third one as well. I mean, I really enjoy that. Like I said, it's not the kind of thing that I typically read, but I really did get hooked on it.
Well, Michael, thank you for coming by today.
Thanks for having me.
Michael Lamb is the Pittsburgh City Controller. We're still interested in your picks. Keep them coming at WESA.FM or on Twitter at Booksburg. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 FM WESA, supported by Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, dedicated to engaging our region in literacy and learning. Thanks for listening.